Sister Spade here. We request you not to touch that dial. One of the most important lessons of Karbala was the lesson of brotherhood. And the supreme example of this lesson was in Hazrat Abbas and his relationship with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This love, loyalty and support of Hazrat Abbas to Imam Hussein, his brother, was to such a degree that he did not ever refer to Imam Hussein as my brother, but rather as my master. So Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam was the embodiment and epitome, the highest point of ignoring yourself and putting your not only Imam, but brother first. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, the fourth Imam, in his Usalat al-Huquq, or Treatise of Rights, writes about the rights of a brother in Islam, as well as the duties. And in Usalat al-Huquq, the Imam alayhi salam says that brothers should be and consider themselves as the means of support and protection of each other. He says that brothers should also be sincere in giving advice and helping in guiding towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, in society today, we see what we read in the Quran about there will come a time when family goes against each other, that brothers are not necessarily neither supporting each other, not just brothers, brothers and sisters, not supporting each other, not guiding each other, intentionally giving the wrong advice because they want to put the one that they perceive is better down. This is not brotherhood. And there's a serious, these are serious repercussions that come from it. It's very close to, or if not worse, then splitting from the family entirely. But no, maybe that person would be better off if they were split, but he's being hurt by his brother. So going back to the Imam's guidance about what a brother should be, as opposed to what we see, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam writes, and then if he obeys his Lord and properly answers his call, it is good for all. Otherwise, Allah, rather than your brother, should be your choice and the object of your reverence. Now, we can take this example of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam and pass it off as the fact that Imam Hussein was, after all, the Imam, and say, well, you know, it wasn't because he was his brother. It's like, duh, he was the Imam. Of course he's going to sacrifice his life for him. But then we're missing the whole point, the beauty of the lessons, and then we're going to discount everything in Karbala altogether. No, Karbala was the university of relationships, of ethics, of everything in life, no matter how deep you want to go. And let's say we were to say that, okay, it was because it's his Imam. Well, are we sacrificing our life for our Imam today? And let's look at our relationships with our siblings. I mean, don't we find many reasons why we don't support them? So while we may not say openly that, you know, Hazrat Abbas was the brother of an Imam, still we come up with excuses why we don't support or guide our siblings. I mean, because we're not the Imam, right? So who are we to guide them? But then we're forgetting that Islam is about values. Islam is about good advice. Islam is about treating your brother, whether it's a blood-related brother or a brother in faith, spirituality, as yourself first. Like Hazrat Abbas, who didn't drink the water because his brother and the children didn't have any yet. And there are reasons why we don't do that in our life, whether it's jealousy or power struggle, or whether we're just trying to secure favoritism from the parents because there might be some material benefits coming from them, such as inheritance or others. So we may come up with excuses why we don't necessarily defend a truthful character or a pious sibling or somebody who is struggling hard in the path of truth, but instead we find ways to deter their path because we're afraid they're going to go ahead. So in other words, we backbite them, we may slander them, we may attribute false things to their character because of jealousy and power struggles and bringing out favoritism from parents that we will gain something, go ahead. But the reality, just like the reality in Kabbalah, is that supporting the rightful, the truthful, the better human being, a good human being. I mean, in Kabbalah, it was the imam. But we're not faced daily with imams, but we still have to carry on as if every day is Ashura and every place is Kabbalah. Supporting this noble personality, the truth-telling personality, the good characteristics, is in our favor, not the other way around. So Hazrat Abbas, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Lady Zainab, all three gave the perfect example of how a younger brother or a sister or an older brother should support and guide and protect and speak up to defend the truth and the truthful character. So there are serious questions that we really need to reflect on this Muharram and answer truthfully to ourselves in our lives. That what are the roles that we ourselves have and are playing to guide and to support the truth and our younger siblings? Are we giving the right advice to our siblings when they come to us? Or are we being the voice of the devil in encouraging bad habits, lying, bad behavior, giving bad advice? This is a question that we all need to be asking ourselves, because only you can answer the truth. Do we embody the right behavior for these relationships as a brother, as an uncle, as a father, as a son, that we encourage to march in the right direction, the direction of the army of Imam Hussein, rather than the army of the shaitan? And leave you with one last tradition from Imam Reza, our eighth Imam, alayhi salam, who says about brotherhood, your eldest brother is like your father. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.